Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was trying to debunk his daughter's belief in the paranormal, but it actually led to him buying his very own haunted house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. You can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You'd rather write in a story? Do that at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then you can also get ad-free versions of the show by becoming a premium subscriber. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive as well. You can go through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You can also do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's with us today.
I am. And you know what I have to say?
Well, what?
Be careful what doth wish to debunk it.
That sounded so fancy.
Because
like,
it may just come back to bite you in the ass or put a big mortgage in a house.
It's interesting. This is an interesting story. So this is a snippet from a Grave Talks episode we did recently called The Haunted Castle House. And the Haunted Castle House is in Brumley, Missouri. So Kathy and I on our way to the Missouri State Penitentiary in Jefferson City. And I want to do a little road trip with you in October to where we go to Brumley, Missouri, to the Haunted Castle House. And then we go to the Missouri State Penitentiary, which is also
super
haunted.
Oh, this sounds like a really
haunted,
good Halloween trip.
So, in
maybe
the
we could talk our Missouri friends for joining us when we get to a couple of those places.
So, Dr. Steve Skinner and his wife own this house. So what's interesting is he's a doctor. His wife, I think, is the office manager of, I don't know if it's his medical practice, but I think she's an office manager. So he's very analytical. He's very scientific. You know, he's a doctor, for crying out loud. So his daughter was interested in the paranormal. So being somebody with that kind of brain, he's like, well, we're going to go to a really haunted location and we're going to debunk this and nothing will happen there. And she'll have her paranormal stay, kind of get it out of her system. So of all places, they went to the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs.
Oh, nice. Okay. I like this idea because it usually backfires 100% of the time which wouldn't be usually, would it? But any time in my life I've tried to do this with my kids, it has always backfired. That I'm going to get rid of this. I'm going to knock this out. And then all it does is make them dig in, right? And it sounds like that exact same thing happened here. Where
what is interesting is it made him dig in.
Right.
This experience happened to him and it, like, he became fascinated by it because he can't explain it. So here is what happened to him at the Crescent Hotel.
Okay.
Well, the first night that we were there, Judy actually had a friend with her. So she stayed with her friend in one room and her oldest daughter stayed with me in the other. So we go to bed that night and I have a video camera recording. And three times that night I got woken up. Twice it sounded like change jingling. Once it was like an older lady's perfume got squirted up my right nostril. So when I woke up the next morning, I thought, wow, I'm just as simple-minded as everybody else. This place got to me. I dreamt all those things. But then I watched the video, and sure enough, you hear a jingling sound, see me sit up and look around. When the perfume went up my nose, you saw me digging at my right nostril and then looking over to where my daughter was to see if she had done that. But then the real kicker, and I would never have known this had I not recorded, for about 30 minutes, my feet were out from under the covers and I was on my side. My right foot was on top and it made a lot of little subtle movements, not really kicking, just little movements. And then I saw what I can only describe as what looked like a black skeleton finger touched my foot and pulled back. I couldn't get a sentence out. I was like, it touched my foot. It touched my foot. So my mind's blown. We rewatched it several times. We went back to the room and beat on the floors and the walls. That's what really got it going. And then Judy and her friend ran the camera the second night in their room. It looks, and they never knew anything happened. You could see both of them in bed. And it looks like the sheets on the far side of the bed are raising up like a wave. And I'm, you know, talking like 3 foot or more high. But then you realize the real sheets aren't moving. These are translucent and you can see through them. And after maybe 10 seconds, you see a tug and a head plop down on the pillow next to him. So now there's three heads in the bed. Yeah, that blew my world paradigm. I'm like, okay, I know nothing. Let's start at zero and I'll work back from there.
And how do you explain that? You know, we're here to debunk this. We're here to indulge our daughter and debunk this. Yeah, and then you walk away with that. And did your daughter, was she kind of like, told you so?
Oh, she did. She's pretty good at that. And I give her lots of opportunities to do that.
So isn't that crazy?
Oh my gosh.
Judy is his wife.
Opened the bed and crawled in with him.
That's what they captured.
Like just pulled up the covers and got in.
That's what it looks like on the video.
Creepy. Did you get to see it, or that's just what they
No,
said?
I did not see the video.
Okay.
So he became so interested in the paranormal after that experience because he didn't believe in it at all. And he even told me, like, he and his wife are very devout Christians. And so they did not believe in any of this sort of stuff at all. But after that, he couldn't explain it. So then he decides, I think I'd like to buy a haunted house to kind of use it as a lab. Is it how he refers to it? He wanted to own a place.
Kind of an experiment. Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to own a place that was haunted. And he wanted to, because if he owns it, then he knows nobody's coming in and contaminating anything. He owns the building. He knows who's in the building. He knows who's been in the building, and it can't be contaminated that way. So I love the fact that he refers to it as a lab, basically, okay, is why he bought it. But what's interesting, so I'm doing my research to get ready for the interview. I always like to read about the place, if I can read a little bit about the people, read about the history of the place. So I am Googling. I did not know this, but there is a listing for this house on realtor.com.
Really?
And it says Missouri's Castle House is the most haunted place in the Midwest. Buy it if you dare.
Oh, they just taunt you into buying it.
And so he did. And so I asked him, I'm like, did you see the
realtor? So he's not living in it?
Nope.
No.
Nope. They live like 7 hours away. And so they'll be there pretty much the month of October, which is why I want to go in October to meet him and tour the house. I said,
tour the house. That'll be fun.
I said, okay, we're not doing any kind of crazy ass paranormal investigation overnight because the house is haunted. He ended up buying a really haunted house with lots of unexplained things happening. But I love that the realtor.com is like, this is haunted. Buy it if you dare. And he's like, okay, I'll buy it.
Okay. So I'm going to look at this up as later, you know, as we get to talking. But he had those experiences at the Crescent Hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know these things had really even happened until they watched the video the next day. And then the camera moved into the other room. And they had stuff going on in their room. So he could have still had stuff happening to them the second night,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
So this haunted castle house, they have all kinds of activity there. And
give us some examples. Like,
well, there's some Civil War history happened, you know, because I think there was at one point they brought in people, used it for a hospital. He's found all kinds of things in the yard. You know, there's just been all kinds of paranormal activity there. And they've heard people. There's been knocking on the walls. There's just been all kinds of things have happened. So you can listen to that whole episode. He was really, really great. And I just love that he came from the world of skeptic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Believing in it was not on his radar at all. And mm-hmm. so it's usually just him and his wife. They go there for, you know, long weekends. But during October, they've got some events planned. And next year as well. So if you listen to this episode, it's 2024. Well, don't worry. They'll be having some events in October. But it's a really cool location. And their website is called hauntedcastlehouse.com.
Yeah. And that story really got me, though. You know, it was kind of interesting, the variety of things that happened to this one family over the course of two nights. Like, I've never heard of somebody say the perfume thing. Now, I have heard, smelled something before, like went, oh, some like real, I get that, like, oh, a really strong old lady perfume just all of a sudden around you. Right. But I've never heard somebody say it was like it went up my right nostril like that. I've never heard.
And it woke him up. Like,
and the daughter had something that got her too. Right. She moved around something where something happened. The black finger. So was that just a hand, not a body, not any sort of apparition of a body, just a hand?
It looked like, I think it was just a hand. And it could have been the way the camera was set up that you could only see a hand reaching in.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
But if you go to their website, hauntedcastlehouse.com, you can see there's some videos that you can watch on there, and there's some photographs, and then the whole history of the house. It's really, they have done this deep, deep dive. So the house was built in late 1800s, but all these people have lived in this house. All these years later, 150 years later, it's like 26 different families have lived in this house.
Oh, wow.
Which is really interesting because a lot of the farmhouses, like I was telling him, our cousin Bobby owns a house that her great-great-grandfather built as a trading post, and then they lived there. They eventually built on a second floor. Then probably somebody like an uncle, I don't know who, lived there for a while, quite a while. Mm-hmm. And then Bobby? Probably, mm-hmm. I think, so probably about the same age of a house. They've had mm-hmm. three, and it's all in the same family, and this one has had 26. There's a reason they all moving out.
There is a reason, yeah.
So you can listen, it's two parts. It's about an hour long altogether, and you can listen to that on the Grave Talks, a Haunted Castle House, but he was great.
Oh, really interesting. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to go.
Yeah, he was really good.
Oh, fun.
So I have another story. Let me pull it up here because I was looking at their website while I was talking because it's very good. His wife does a website. I said, tell her she does a good job.
Okay, I'm totally getting on there to look at that. That's awesome.
The next story says, ever since I was a child, I have always been around the paranormal. As I grew up in age, it grew stronger and stronger. I would be able to tell you if something was in the room, what they were wearing, and if they were saying anything. I actually had to stop watching the show Medium because it was way too close to my experiences. That would be a really strange way to live, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, yeah.
Back in 1993, I had a very unusual experience. I was going to Concord College, now Concord University in Athens, West Virginia. I stayed on the 10th floor in one of the dorms and was a music major there. Well, one night, my what I call sensitivity was acting up. I could hear something call my name, asking me to come to it. Out of curiosity, I obliged and followed the sound out of the dorms and around campus.
Oh,
hell no. I'm just going to say that right now. I'm not following any sound. As I walked around the campus, I would see distorted faces watching me in the windows, telling me not to go. Not listening, I followed my name. The sound took me to the 50-yard line of the football field where the sound stopped. How would you get into the football field? Maybe it was a practice field?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it was.
Maybe it's a small college and you could, you know.
And they don't have a,
Because, man, at Wichita State, those places are, you can't get in.
No,
you can't. At least I don't know the secret way. Says, I looked around and I could see nothing. That is when the feeling happened. Whenever there is something paranormal around, I get the feeling I'm being watched. followed by what feels like the hairs raising on the back of my neck and a sinking feeling in my stomach. It is there that I'm able to see where the spirit is and what it is doing. Well, I got that feeling. And as I gazed upon a figure coming out of the wood line of the opposite side of the field, a man dressed in a black suit walked out of the woods into the edge of the field. He had not yet seen me. When he took notice, he began walking toward me, then running toward me faster and faster. As he ran, his body began to change. He was no longer human, but a beast. I took off running because I was scared to death. I had never experienced anything like that. As I ran across the field, out onto the parking lot, and across the road, the creature stopped and was clinging to the chain link fence that surrounded the football field. The fence was shaking. Shaken, I left and I went back to my room where I laid down in my bed. I was physically drained. That actually sounds like a dream, doesn't it?
Well, that it does sound like a dream.
Because the whole weird seeing people in the windows of the dorms and distorted faces and stuff.
And when I'm in a dream, I'm more likely to go like walking that way. And, you know, I mean,
yeah,
my normal self would not just follow something. Like, I might go down the hall to hear, to see something if I heard something, but I'm not going to go out of the house and down the road and over to the football field and, you know.
No. I mean, I've done that. Like, I've had to get up out of bed before to see, you know, I heard something. I was like, what the hell was that? So right. You have to get up and check it out. But I was like, I'm going to go ahead and just keep following this, like, to the Wichita State
like
football
in a dream,
field.
That would be something that might happen in a dream I had.
So it goes on. It says, weeks later, I got the same returning feeling. A voice calling my name, telling me to come. This time, I wanted to take someone with me. I had a friend of mine named Angie who was really interested in the paranormal. At that time, the X-Files was really big and she wanted to investigate, so I figured she would be the perfect person since it was something that she wanted to experience. I call her up and tell her to meet me outside the dorm since it was on the way to the football field again. As we were walking across the campus, I told her about my previous experience. Again, the faces were in the window telling me not to go. I explained everything as it was happening. When we started to come upon the football field, I told Angie that we would go in there. But if the same thing happened before, I told her that she needed to run, not stop, but run. She agreed with me. How could you not?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to stand there. It's like, no, she would have to agree, I think. We walk through the gates and onto the football field. I'm still surprised that you can just walk onto a football field, but it was the 90s. Because that's the stuff you want to protect, you know, because that's where people go out and do crazy ass shit. And
right.
Anyway, as we were standing there, I had the feeling come over me. I told her it was happening and to be prepared. Again, the man came out as before. Again, he saw me and began to make his move. I told Angie to run. And as I turned around, she said, no, wait, and grabbed my wrist. I blacked out. Also sounds like a dream. When I came to, I was standing out in the parking lot and Angie was crying. She was terrified. We walked back to the dorm. She went inside her room. The next day, I got a call from Angie's roommate cussing me out. She asked me, what did you do to her? I didn't know what she was talking about. Now, I think you would know a little
bit. I think you
bit.
Would know what she was talking about right there.
I was like, come on. Don't play stupid. You took her out on a football field in the middle of the night where something came chasing you down and you blacked out.
And the incubus thing comes out
right.
Or whatever. Yeah. No.
Her
I
roommate
think...
said, she says you were flying off the ground. I played it off. I said, what, like Superman? That's absurd. Truth be told, I didn't know because I had blacked out, but I knew I needed to talk to Angie. After many phone calls, Angie agreed to meet with me, and I asked her what happened. This is what she told me. She said, you told me that something was coming out of the woods, and then you yelled to run. What I didn't tell you is before we left to go to the football field, I had the ruin of protection in my hand. When you said run, I grabbed your wrist with that ruin in my hand, and she said you lifted off the ground. She said I literally had to tug of war you out of that football field. She said, I don't know what it was in that football field, but it is not anything good. It scared me and I really freaked out. I don't want to do that again. Me and Angie never talked about what happened that night. She just didn't want to and never again asked to do anything paranormal. I think she had her fill. The whole story is really weird to me. I hate to question people, but it definitely feels more like a dream than a... actual experience.
And this is the part that I don't quite understand, is because when I just never have been able to invite someone else to go along with my paranormal experience. Like, if I'm seeing a ghost, it happens, I see it, it's not like you can participate in it with me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
Like, you could just invite a friend and you go have this, you know, like, it's almost like the ghost sees somebody else there, boom, they're gone.
And a lot of times, you know, people will invite you, like, they went someplace, a haunted warehouse, they snuck in, they had a weird experience, and then they invite their friend, let's go back and check it out. You hear all kinds of those stories.
Yeah.
But this one's weird that in order to experience the paranormal event that you're being drawn to, you have to take a walk and go out in the middle of a football field. Like, that's the weird part to me. Like, and that you're seeing distorted faces telling you not to go. Yeah. All of that just feels more like a movie.
To me. You know, I don't know. I mean, things can happen and it could happen. I my questioning part is, okay, I get it that you're sensitive. I get it that maybe you have spirits contact you. I get it that maybe a spirit calls you to a place or to do something. Those kinds of things can happen. Now, I don't just go with spirits because they tell me to go this direction or something. I wouldn't necessarily do that, but you might. So I can understand that. I just don't understand a friend who can just jump in and go with you. I think that would disrupt the whole spirit vibe. Agreed. That's the part I don't get. So, you know, once spirits are going along, they're no, we didn't ask her.
So do you know what I mean? Do you think the takeaway from this is don't leave your house or your dorm room to go figuring out if something's calling for you because it might be some weird creature in the woods
that can
come out at you.
I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying I
don't,
you know,
go. And the other thing is, if your friend calls you in the middle of the night and says, yeah, I'm being called to go out to the football field and I think you want to go, this is paranormal, let's go. I think then this is also a lesson to be like, oh, hell no, go back to bed.
Yeah. No, but there are people that want to experience paranormal and that, like in this situation, I think, you know, she just wanted to go along and see it. But my questioning is, you can't just disrupt the whole system by inviting someone else in on it when they're calling you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I totally am with you on that.
I think it's weird that, you know, they wouldn't just call it off once they saw you were inviting other people.
And
we're not doing this with other people.
I also think it's weird that you left your dorm one time and had a really horrific experience, and then it's like, I'm going back for more. If they want you that bad, they're going to come to you. You know, and if you can be called and walk across campus and onto the middle of a football field, number one, you could get arrested.
Could.
And number two, it's just a bad idea. That story to me is just strange. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get an ad-free version of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.